The only goal here is to feel more like a pet. More completely like you are in the role, the persona, the truth of your body feeling right. Your mind feeling right. Some of that's about safety, about taking care of you. But that comes with time and with experience, and if you're good, you can explore it more. But any time you feel like a pet and feel safe, then it becomes about the accessories, about what you wear and how you wear it, from leashes and collars to ears and tail plugs to a muzzle or a gag to help encourage you to stay in the making noises kind of role. Being a pet is all about your context and your circumstances. But there are things I like, and so that's what I'm going to talk about today. Some of what I like about having someone indulge in their pet self. It's tied to subspace, but it's also tied to knowing your role, knowing what you're going to do, and knowing when the play begins. So at least when I help train, and I will provide that training today, I like to have certain items be a good signal that the pet play has really begun. A clear agreement. A bit of ceremony, too. And it might turn you on. The pageantry, the ritual, the way you go through it. Being told to fetch your toys in your mouth, or to bring them over before you're converted into a pet. How your ritual goes is up to you. But I'm going to present one version, and if it leaves you trembling, maybe you'll want to adopt it. No matter how rough and fun this gets, I'll try to take care of you afterward, too. So relax. Hear my voice, and it's all right to make some noise. Whether you've got a muzzle or ball gag or anything else in place, or you're just freely letting out every fun little sound you can. You're also allowed to touch yourself, but in the spirit of pet play discipline, I always like to make my playthings come myself. So you should only edge during this session. If you come afterward, that's up to you, but no matter how horny, hold it in until after you're done. There'll be a moment in the aftercare file where I tease and excite a little, and I guess if you've got to come, you can come there. Think about it as aftercare for getting the urge out. But right now, just listen. Relax. And feel my voice in your ear. Envision keen pet attentiveness to your owner's command, your trainer's command, your rules and requirements accompany fun and training. We're going to make it all a little deeper. Just like you. Deeper down. Associating the easy signal of your ears, your tail. Whether it's just something you wear on your head and something you wear on your lower body. Or a proper pair of ears to suit you. A tail plug. Whatever level your comfort, your owner, your trainer, your personal pet play experience requires of you, allows for you. You'll take advantage of it. Deeper every time. Deeper every time you wear ears and tail. That's all refer to them, but you can hold in your mind the image of something you wear above, something you wear below, like completing a circuit through you, all that good submissive pet play thought tied to your appropriate wear. And if, during active, obedient, submissive, exploratory pet play, you get a little tired out, you know you'll be taken care of. There will be a time when the trappings of the pet play come off, and you are left comfortable, comforted, and able to operate in a slightly less deep state, a little less submissive, a little less in your pet play brain. Whatever your particular rules are, it's easy when you tie them to something. Something you wear that starts the pet play, starts the experience of being trained, directed, a little simpler, but more in your role, more in character, more in subspace, knowing that, for at least a little while, the agreement is you will wear your pet play equipment, wear your ears, wear your tail, and the feeling of them sliding home, the feeling of them clicking onto you, slipping onto your body and your brain clicking into gear. That's a very particular, soothing, completing feeling. There will be times when you wear them, times when you do not. But that makes for easy understanding of the rules, of the setup. Just like with trance, with hypnosis, with sinking deep. Wearing your gear has a very particular attraction. Ears and tail to complete the image, complete you. Feel how warm and true completion is. Wearing them, being directed to wear them, commencing your pet-brained time. With your ears, with your tail, with yourself, with your submission, with your tranced reinforcement. It's all good. Good for you. Soothing. And you know part of the arrangement is to be taken care of during and after. You can set a few things aside and leave just you. Just you following and sinking. And also syncing up with your owner's intentions. Every command given while you're wearing your ears and tail has that special extra weight. It comes from knowing it's part of pet play desire, part of being a good pet, to follow, to be cherished and enjoyed, to be comforted, and used for the mutual pleasure of you and your handler, trainer, owner, the person commanding, the person letting you set aside responsibility and adopt a role, be who and what you are supposed to be. In the special submissive play place made by wearing your gear, wearing your ears and tail, something above, something below, the hypnotic, sinking, relaxing, controlling, submissive energy of being blank and deep, obedient, and adopting the mannerisms of form, of function, of desire. Your pet play may have particular rules, but the correct shape for it to take is that once you wear your ears and your tail, you are in the mode, in the mood, slipping away into the submissive space in your head where you follow. You may adopt some of the willful traits of your pet persona, but you are still you, in that shape, in that form. And therefore a freer, more relaxed version of you. Because all direction, all control, all command is in the hands of your handler. You are owned and guided. You are given direction and opportunity. And you can combine the two into a wonderful, soothing, fulfilling experience where everything that happens is just the way it should be, just the way you want it to be. Each and every event, each and every moment, each and every experience is part of your dreamed of, adopted, incorporated, deep, powerful pet play experience. And just wearing your ears and tail, just syncing up with the intentions, the benevolent, good-for-you intentions of control, submission, exploration, and self. Really making yourself your pet play, eared, tailed, in the moment, submissive, syncing up, exploring, acting, cooperating self can come to the forefront. Because all the other things can get out of the way. Having a clear signal that the pet play has begun The dawning of your ears and your tail. The dawn of a new, pleasurable experience, having that very clear dividing line. That's what helps you go deeper. Helps you mark very clear times when your rules apply. And when the experience is done, you'll be well taken care of. Brought back to the most perfectly restored state you can be. Cared for. Rejuvenated. And that rejuvenation is just a consequence of getting to truly be yourself in the pet play sense for a little while. Wearing your ears and tail, slipping them on, you feel the warm waves of relaxation that flow from being commanded. Time to put on your ears and tail, pet. Time to get dressed up, pet. Get into what is basically a pet play uniform for you. Something on your head, something on your lower body. Signals and signs. You can visualize, you can enhance, you can intensify, and in all your pet play endeavors, you have the advantage of a little bit of hypnotic encouragement. Feel how drowsy, dazed, and good it can feel to take all the things that are unnecessary for pet play and let your ears and tail push them away. Being a good pet is partly about really being a good actor of the role, a good fulfillment of a version of you made for the play, made for fun, the you that is in your role completely. You know what it is to follow, to hear commands and respond appropriately, perhaps to be leashed or perhaps just to be kneeling or hands and knees. The right position and your gear helps you get there, the right place inside your head. Make the right sound, the right response, the right enthusiasm. Everything you do feels more right and more comfortable when you wear your equipment. But the ears and tail also look alluring. They are a reminder, a language between you and handler, owner, commanding, dominating, assisting presence. They look good to others, too. Thinking of how alluring and appropriate you look in the pet play state, in the subby state of desire. Thinking of how you look like that might make you feel better, feel more fulfilled in your role, knowing you really match the image. Ears and tail, something on your upper body, something on your lower body, connecting, complementing, building a presence, a persona. A you that is a good and perfect pet, under command, under control, under the rules of your play, of your influenced, submissive, hypnotically reinforced pet persona, a state that just feels right. And you feel more confident, don't you? If you're wearing your ears, your tail, if you're in the right shape, the right state, the right form, to go with the behavior, the rules, the gentle tug of command, of training and conditioning. Hypnotic states and triggers go along with that so well that it all just adds up. That's all it does. It adds weight to the command, the submission, the exploration. The you that is yourself in a different way than usual, and the permission you have when you are told, invited, given the opportunity to wear your ears and tail, the permission you have to sink into that other submissive state, be the pet, let the animalistic mannerism, let the controlled, appropriate response come out. You'll be doing what you're supposed to do, doing as you're commanded, doing as you're set of rules and understandings allow and invite you to do, but doing it with that extra note of confidence, realism, enthusiasm that comes from ears, tail, the gear of your pet state sliding onto you. Almost electric pleasure, attachment, heat, deepening, deeper down. In deep, deep parts of you, in parts of you that are usually set aside in favor of more, well, we could say responsible, but really we mean more fraught concerns. But this is a place of unconcern, a place of peace, relaxation, going with the flow, where the flow is defined by your pet state, persona, rules, requirements. And these may require some exertion from you, but that exertion is all the more pleasurable with the sensitized sleeping deeper, deep down, warm feeling of fulfillment. This command rests in you. These ideas rest in you. This opportunity to carry out the command of sliding into your perfect pet persona when you wear your ears and tail, this command is in you and you want to carry it out. The opportunity to carry it out and the urge to carry it out are one and the same. When the opportunity presents itself, you will use it. You will follow it. You will carry it through because it will mean that all this programming stored in your head will get to have a use, will get to play out, and it feels so good to be deep and to act on deep desires. The pet play persona that is inside of you is part of those desires, but so is just going with the flow, following the requests and commands, your owner, your handler, the one providing training and information. Follow, flow, carry through with your day, under control with your ears and tail in place. Follow, sink, and enjoy the feeling of being guided. The moment you put on your ears and tail, you are in the pet play session. What that means, the rules for you, the commands for you will vary, but you know it means it's time. All other responsibilities have been handled. Now is the time. And giving you the opportunity to slide on your ears and tail, to slip into yourself and moan with the pleasure of it or make the appropriate noise, that has an attraction. You'll find your hands putting your gear on. You'll find yourself getting in the right position, eagerly, attentively soaking in, submitting deep. There's a constant sense of fulfillment, which comes from being your pet persona self, being under command, submissive, deep. A pet, a good pet, that has an allure. Same as going into a deep trance is relaxing and just feels good. Being your pet self, wearing your ears and tail, being under control in the warm, comforting guidance that says this is your only focus right now. Focus entirely on being a good pet, on the warm feelings that come from it, the warm pleasure that comes from automatically slipping on your ears and tail when you're invited to. Following your training, sinking into your pet play self, and just being comfortably controlled under the guidance and command, owner, handler, controlling, dominating presence, submit. Submit completely. Slip into the self that follows. Follows rules, follows commands, follows into deep, sliding, submissive state. Whenever your ears and tail are on, may require some action from you, may require some exertion, but you know you'll be cared for. You know everything will be taken care of. Everything will be calm, peaceful, relaxing. Everything will be all right. Deeper, deeper down. See inside your head the time and place where you will slip your ears and tail on, and your eyes may become more alert, more focused on your commanding, owning presence. Your body may become more perky, more energetic. So much weight off your mind. Just a peaceful, go-with-the-flow kind of pet state. That's the persona you're pursuing. That's the command in your head. There is an allure in wearing your ears and tail. You have solidified, attached, commanded, reminded that there is good, pleasurable sensation to be had by dressing the right way, slipping into your persona, that part of you that is a good pet, that feels warm and peaceful at the thought of being that, and that will cheerfully wear something that, to your owner, your handler, your commanding, dominating partner in this, will make you all the more alluring for pet commands, for playful time, and for being taken good care of afterward.